Hello, everybody. This is Glenn Lowry, host of The Glenn Show. If you're seeing this, you subscribe to the show, you follow the newsletter at Substack, or you follow us at the YouTube channel, or perhaps all three. I appreciate your interest in the work that we're doing here at The Glenn Show and your support of this very important effort. It's a very important effort in my life. I've gotten so much satisfaction and gratification from the work that I've been doing here at The Glenn Show for many years, and have gotten real satisfaction as well from the audience that we have cultivated here at The Glenn Show. So it is with a heavy heart that I inform you that I'm going to be out of commission for a while. I'm not going to be doing this show for a number of weeks. We will continue to post new content. I have recorded some conversations in advance with interesting people whom I hope you will enjoy listening to. My conversation partner every other week, John McWhorter, will continue to appear every other week and will take over as host of The Glenn Show during the period when I'm out of commission. It's going to be at least a month and maybe more. Here's what's going on with me. I've got some serious arthritis problems in my lower spine. I have got spinal stenosis with a vengeance. I can barely stand on my 2 feet for more than 10 or 15 minutes at a time without experiencing excruciating discomfort. I can't walk very far without needing to sit and rest before I continue the journey. I do get my exercise. I use my bike a lot, and I have a stationary bike in the basement that I hop on, and I have a personal trainer whom I visit several times a week to work out. I've lost 30, 35 pounds over the last year. My heart's in good condition, they tell me. I am not plagued by many of the maladies that befall those in their eighth decade of life as I am. So I should count my blessings. But my back is killing me. So through a series of events, I was put in touch with someone who is regarded as one of the leading spine surgeons in the country, who works at one of the best respected hospitals in the country here in the Boston area. I was put in touch with this doctor. We did the MRI. He looked at the film. We talked. He has a plan. That plan involves opening me up, taking various kinds of tools, drilling and sawing away, screwing and fusing and laminating and whatnot. I don't even want to go into it. It's just gruesome. It's just more than I can bear to contemplate. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. And when it happens, I am going to need some time to recover. I'm not sure how long, but weeks, months, possibly. I do expect to be able to get back up on my feet and to return to this show relatively soon. I hope that you will bear with us while I go through this ordeal. If you're inclined to offer prayers on behalf of my healthy recovery and my full restoration of function, be my guest. Go right ahead. If not, well, your good wishes are also welcome. In any case, I wanted you to know I am committed to continuing the work that we are doing here at The Glenn Show with the support of my lovely wife, LaJuan, my very able creative director, Nikita Petrov, and my magnificent editor, Mark Sussman, along with Maya Rakoff, who works as an intern for us, helping with scheduling and such, and Lucas Salazar, who is a magnificent tech editor who helps to produce the video versions of The Glenn Show. That's what I want you to know. I want you to know I'm going under the knife. I'm in good hands, I'm told, but nevertheless, I want you to know that I am hopeful about the future, but view with some trepidation the prospects in the immediate next week when this procedure will take place and the weeks after when my recovery will be underway. But I'll be back. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your well wishes. Thanks for your patience. I'll be back. Signing off for now. It's Glenn.